Truth News Network. He takes care of business every day. A showdown with the truth. Conservative thought, not just talk. TNN, the Truth News Network. Dan Newman.
I told you this was going to be a very important week about things going on in D.C., and we have been peeling back the layers of the onion. We continue today. Today's story is titled Over the Top. According to Rasmussen reports, as of Thursday, April 11, 2019, 50% of Americans approve of President Trump's job, while 49% disapprove. In light of the incessant negative noise that permeates through the United States from media reports, achieving that 50% approval number is fairly significant. You gotta agree with that. While we are considering thoughts about the president, what about Congress? According to Real Clear Politics polling division, as of April 9th, 2019, just 18% of Americans approve of the job performance of members of Congress, while 61% disapprove. 61%. Why do you think that is? And do you think the media might have something to do with the low approval number for members of Congress? Let's look at what Americans think about the media. Americans trust and confidence in the mass media to report the news fully, accurately, and fairly has dropped to its lowest level in Gallup polling history, with just 32% saying they have a great deal or a fair amount of trust in the media. This is down 8 percentage points from just a year ago. Gallup began asking this question in 1972 and on a yearly basis since 1977. Over the history of the entire trend, Americans' trust and confidence hit its highest point in 1976 at 72% in the wake of widely lauded examples of investigative journalism regarding, you remember this, Vietnam and the Watergate scandal. That was all going on way back in 1976. After staying in the low to mid-50s through the late 1990s and into the early years of the new century, Americans' trust in the media has fallen slowly and steadily. It has consistently been below a majority level for the last 11 or 12 years, since 2007. To those of us at Truth News Network, the combined low approval ratings by Americans of members of Congress and the media are tied directly together. In objectively reviewing both groups, one can reasonably compute that American distrust of its elected leaders and the validity of what the media disseminate daily go hand in hand. Why do you think that is? That's a great question. In today's circumstances, it is critical for Americans, including those in Congress and the media, to finally and in earnest open discussions to right the ship of the distrust of Americans for both groups. Can those honest conversations begin? Will they begin? If we base our hopes on what happened yesterday, that's Wednesday, and the day before, Tuesday, that set fires previously unseen in the media and in Congress, our hopes are already dashed. Attorney General William Barr, in yesterday's Senate Appropriations Subcommittee hearing, lit the fire when this conversation took place.
News just broke today that you have a special team looking into why the FBI opened an investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 elections. I wonder if you can share with this committee who's on that team, why you felt a need to form that kind of a team, and what you intend to be the scope of their investigation.
As I said in my confirmation hearing, I am going to be reviewing both the genesis and the conduct of intelligence activities directed at the Trump campaign during 2016. A lot of this has already been investigated, and a substantial portion of it has been investigated and is being investigated by the Office of Inspector General at the Department. But one of the things I want to do is pull together all the information from the various investigations that have gone on, including on the Hill and in the Department, and see if there are any remaining questions to be addressed.
And can you share with us why you feel a need to do that?
Well, for the same reason we're worried about foreign influence in elections, we want to make sure that during an election, I think spying on a political campaign is a big deal. It's a big deal. Generation I grew up in, which was the Vietnam War period, you know, people were all concerned about spying on anti-war people and so forth by the government. And there were a lot of rules put in place to make sure that there's an adequate basis before our law enforcement agencies get involved in political surveillance. I'm not suggesting that those rules were violated, but I think it's important to look at that. And I'm not talking about the FBI necessarily, but intelligence agencies more broadly.
So you're not suggesting, though, that spying occurred.
I don't. I guess you could. I think there's spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur.
He actually used the word spying. His saying that has set the media on fire. Also, among congressional leaders like Nancy Pelosi, who said that Attorney General Barr was going off the rails, citing his public testimony over the past 2 days that appeared to support President Trump's claims that his campaign was spied on by the intelligence community in 2016. She said this, "How very, very dismaying and disappointing that the chief law enforcement officer of our country is going off the rails." She said that at the start of Democrats' annual retreat. She continued, "He is the Attorney General of the United States, not the Attorney General of Donald Trump," she said. Pelosi's comments, which followed an Associated Press interview featuring similar harsh criticism of Barr, followed 2 days of appearances by the Attorney General on Capitol Hill, in which he said he wouldn't provide Congress with an unredacted version of Special Counsel Mueller's report, and raised concerns that the government was spying on the Trump campaign in 2016. It came as no surprise that media outlets took the lead from congressional Democrats and started in on Barr with furor unseen in quite a while. And CNN got things started. This is the report from CNN, their first report. Congressional Democrats are furious over Attorney General William Barr's statement Wednesday that Donald Trump's campaign was spied on, accusing the Attorney General of mischaracterizing the FBI's counterintelligence investigation in an effort to please President Donald Trump. Barr's comments are likely to ratchet up Democrats' unease over the Attorney General that's already simmering over Barr's role in the Mueller investigation and the decision there wasn't sufficient evidence to prosecute obstruction of justice. I'm amazed that the AG would make that kind of statement. I think it's in many ways disrespectful to the men and women who work in the DOJ, and it shows, I think, either a lack of understanding or willful ignorance on what goes into a counterintelligence investigation. That was Virginia Senator Mark Warner, the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, and he said that to CNN. He continued, "He almost seems to be endorsing one of these theories that have been debunked time and time again by the various, even House Republican-led, investigations trying to show some kind of resentment," Warner added. Not to be left out of the relentless attacks on the Attorney General, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat of New York, piped in. Chuck Schumer accused Attorney General Barr of spreading conspiracy theories on Wednesday after the Justice Department chief said he thinks spying did occur on President Trump's 2016 campaign. In a terse tweet, Schumer demanded a retraction from Barr. Quote, "Attorney General Barr admitted he had no evidence to support his claim that spying on the Trump campaign did occur. AG Barr must retract his statement immediately or produce specific evidence to back it up. Perpetuating conspiracy theories is beneath the office of the Attorney General," Schumer, Democrat of New York, said. Let me clarify something. I watched Attorney General Barr's testimony. He did not say he did not have evidence. In fact, it's exactly opposite of that. He said he was not going to discuss the evidence that gave him the reason for this investigation in that hearing. He said it would be researched, investigated, and he would come back later with his report. Of course, Chuck Schumer, other Democrats, they don't feel they need to tell the truth to the media. We'll get into that later. Let's talk about reality. If anyone wonders about American distrust of Congress and the media, this back and forth unanimous attack by Democrats and members of the media illustrate the reason for the distrust better than any one person can explain. What congressional Democrats and members of the media have not even mentioned are the facts that are already known. These facts are those that have appeared over the last 2 years as the basis for the investigations of all things going on regarding tampering in the 2016 election. And there are plenty of pieces of evidence of such that have resulted in still ongoing, yet quiet, investigations by the DOJ's Inspector General Michael Horowitz and another by former federal attorney Jim Huber out in Utah. Those investigations have been quietly underway for more than a year, each one of them. And the facts that initiated those two investigations are the facts on which Attorney General Barr based his spying comments in his testimony. Obviously, Democrats and the media ignore those two investigations and those widely known facts. What are those facts? We're going to get into that. We've got them in chronological order for you by date specific. You're going to love this. Sit tight. Right back with all that and a whole lot more. TruthNewsNetwork.org.
So busy you don't have time for today's news on TV or newspaper? Never fear. TNN has your answer. Download TNN Podcast to your phone. Catch up with the latest news during your busy day. The Truth News Network. TNN. TruthNewsNet.org.
You love chocolate.
Chocolate.
You love M&Ms.
Oh, yes.
But your tastes have grown up, and you're just not wild about super sweet milk chocolate. So you've been avoiding M&Ms.
Yeah.
Well, fear no more.
Huh?
M&Ms Dark Chocolate to the rescue.
My heroes!
M&Ms Dark Chocolate Candies. Available wherever fine candies are sold.
My son Casey was a bright, fearless 20-year-old with a boundless future ahead of him. But in the blink of an eye, he was gone. While out riding a skateboard, Casey fell. He was not wearing a helmet. Our whole family wishes he was. It could have saved his life. I'm Captain Kevin Raffelli of the San Mateo Police Department. Parents, encourage your kids to strap on a helmet every time they jump on a bike, scooter, or skateboard. Think of my son Casey and use your head. Put a helmet on. It could save your life.
A message from the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
TNN, when only the truth will do.
TNN, the Truth News Network.
Let's get right back to the truth of what's going on with the Attorney General talking about an investigation on spying, purported spying, of the Trump campaign. Well, it starts with the Steele dossier. Now, we're not even going to discuss the details of that expose prepared by former FBI informant Christopher Steele on behalf of the Clinton campaign, who paid, by the way, paid Steele for what they called opposition research. It was nothing more than a fake story that we just found out had existed for years. Christopher Steele had that report put together for years, but he reshaped and edited it for the FBI to implicate Donald Trump for the Clinton campaign. We know for certain that dossier was an important part of the FISA warrant application, if not the important information that began the FBI's investigation of the Trump campaign that later morphed into the Mueller investigation. Former FBI Director James Comey testified before Congress that the FBI knew that dossier was unverified and uncorroborated as to its truthfulness. Christopher Steele himself testified in court that he, the author, could not verify its validity. And he's the one who wrote it. And then Trump campaign surveillance. You may not know what I'm about to tell you. NSA Director Admiral Mike Rogers may have notified Team Trump of Obama's intelligence community. That was led, if you remember, by James Clapper and John Brennan, their spying activity. As you look at the FISA request dates below, it's important to note that NSA Director Rogers would be keenly aware of both the June request, that's a FISA request, that was denied, and the October request that was granted. As we talk about this, pay specific attention to the October request. The timeline starts June of 2016, the first FISA request. The Obama administration filed the request with the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court to monitor communications involving Donald Trump and several advisors. The request, uncharacteristically, was denied. Then in October 2016, the Obama administration submitted a new narrow request to the FISA court, now focused on a computer server in Trump Tower suspected of links to Russian banks. No evidence was found, but the wiretaps continue, ostensibly for national security reasons. Andrew McCarthy at National Review later noted that. The Obama administration is now monitoring an opposing presidential campaign using the high-tech surveillance powers of the Federal Intelligence Services. On Tuesday, November 8th, the election was held. Results announced Wednesday, November 9th of 2016. On Thursday, November 17th, NSA Director Mike Rogers traveled to New York and met with President-elect Donald Trump in Trump Tower. On Friday, the very next day, the Washington Post reported on a recommendation in October that Mike Rogers be removed from his NSA position one day after he went and met with President Trump. That story came out. Here's what it said. The heads of the Pentagon and the nation's intelligence community have recommended to President Obama that the director of the National Security Agency, Admiral Mike Rogers, be removed. The recommendation delivered to the White House last month was made by Defense Secretary Ashton B. Carter and Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, according to several U.S. officials familiar with the matter. In a move apparently unprecedented for a military officer, Rogers, without notifying superiors, traveled to New York to meet with Trump on Thursday at Trump Tower. That caused consternation at senior levels of the administration, according to the officials, who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss internal personnel matters. There you go. Anonymous sources. Anonymous sources. But Mike Rogers, visiting Trump Tower and meeting with President-elect Trump, initiated that action. Remember, historically, the Washington Post is the preferred outlet for the CIA and intelligence community within Deep State to dump their leaks and their stories. The State Department leaks to CNN for the same purposes. Now, that's the Obama State Department and the Obama CIA. On Saturday, November 19th, Reuters reported on the Washington Post story an additional pressure by Defense Secretary Ash Carter and DNI James Clapper to fire Rogers. They're after him. The Washington Post reported that a decision by Rogers to travel to New York to meet with Trump on Thursday with no notification of his superiors caused that consternation at senior levels of the administration, but the recommendation to remove him predated his visit. They doubled down on that information. The intelligence community, at the direction of President Obama, made a request to a FISA court for the NSA to spy on Trump in June of 2016. It was denied. Think about that. Even before the one that we heard about that was in October. In October, the intelligence community, at the direction of President Obama, made that second request for the NSA to spy on Trump. It was approved. At around the same time as the second request to FISA, Defense Secretary Carter and James Clapper told President Trump to dump Mike Rogers. It's all coinciding, and it's all happening about the same time. Many people feel that NSA Director Admiral Mike Rogers didn't want to participate in the spying scheme of Clapper and Brennan, which was the baseline for President Obama's post-presidency efforts to undermine Donald Trump and keep Trump from digging into the Obama labyrinth underlying his remaining loyalist. After the October spying operation went into effect, Rogers' unknown loyalty was a risk to the Obama objective. 10 days after the election, Roger went to President-elect Trump without notifying those who were involved in the intel scheme. So here's the big question. Did NSA Director Mike Rogers wait for a sensitive compartmented information facility that's called the SCIF to be set up in Trump Tower and then notify the president-elect he was being monitored by President Obama? You may not know this, but the very next day after Mike Rogers visited the president-elect in Trump Tower, the Trump campaign closed up shop in Trump Tower in downtown Manhattan and moved their entire operation to New Jersey, where it stayed throughout the entire campaign. So let's wrap this up. It is clear to Americans that there is plenty of detail exposed to the public already in the 2+ years of the Mueller investigation, that it is likely something was going on regarding some type of spying on the Trump campaign. What is still unknown is who did it, what was its purpose or its purposes, and if its implementation and operation was justified under U.S. laws that regulate surveillance of Americans. It is further clear to Americans that Democrat leadership and media pundits are obviously in the tank together for Democrats and their agenda. How else can you explain how they can possibly justify ignoring the 800-pound gorilla in the room that has already pooped on the floor? Think about that. Attorney General Barr simply made it clear that when he was asked, and he was asked, you just heard that interview, that testimony in Congress. When he was asked, an investigation into the specific details of that already known surveillance was legal and legitimate. His question is to find out what was going on, why did it happen, who did it, and was it legal? But the media and Democrats both ignore his revealed purposes and have done nothing but attempt to destroy the impeccable reputation he developed and earned from both Republicans and Democrats over decades. That's the way they operate. If they had really listened to the Attorney General, and if they really cared about truth, they would be, instead of attacking Mr. Barr nonstop, would be talking about what he stated further into that testimony. As always, we at Truth News Network have the rest of the story for you. Here it is. Quote, later in his testimony, Barr was asked twice whether he wanted to clarify his statement, you know, the spying word. Barr first said he wanted to make no unauthorized surveillance occur, make certain of that, and then offered up his own clarification at the conclusion of the hearing. Quote, I just want to make it clear, thinking back on all the different colloquies here, that I am not saying that improper surveillance occurred. I'm saying that I am concerned about it and looking into it. That's all. When Barr spoke of spying, according to a source familiar with his thinking, he meant it in the classic sense of intelligence collection. The source said Barr doesn't view the term as pejorative, and it focused on where there was proper predication for any such surveillance. The source said Barr did not use the term spying in order to throw red meat to Trump and those who have voiced concerns over surveillance tactics. You know, here's the sad part of this entire story. Our elected officials, and not just Democrats in Congress, but every member of Congress, each take an oath of office to uphold the laws of the United States, the U.S. constitutional laws. Taking care of U.S. citizens, protecting everything to do with our nation, is their job one. To that end, they each should be concentrating on those things that come into the lives of all of us Americans that attack the one thing that differentiates our government from other world governments. What is that? The rule of law. That means anytime any law enforcement agency uncovers such a possible attack, prudence and their oath of office dictates that a true and full investigation must be conducted to either prove the attack was not real or was not going to happen, or to vet details, determine the specifics of any wrongdoing, and guarantee those responsible for the wrongdoing are brought to justice. But in this case, we watch as members of the media and congressional Democrats go stark raving crazy because the senior law enforcement official of the United States, Attorney General William Barr, when asked in a congressional hearing, states he is making certain that the acts of surveillance, which did occur, it's known, they happened against the Trump campaign, that are known, to make sure they were legal, they were warranted, and conducted in the legal and proper manner. Something's just not right about that, folks. Would Democrats and the media prefer that, even though it is known that the surveillance occurred, to turn a blind eye and just ignore the possibility of that surveillance being illegal in nature? Normally, the answer to that question would be certainly not. Sadly, though, it appears that Democrats and the media don't want the truth of the matter to be confirmed, or they want the possible wrongdoing to remain hidden. That's the reason why Americans don't approve of the job performance of members of Congress, and they don't trust the media to tell the truth. I was attacked yesterday on Twitter by a writer, and he said this to me, "So you're okay, you're going to be fine with full details, the full disclosure of the Mueller report." And my response was very simple. I want it released to the public and to me and to everybody, as much of it as legally can be done. Obviously, there are going to be redactions for the four cases that Attorney General Mueller mentioned in his Tuesday testimony, and I'm for that. And I finished my tweet to this gentleman, this writer, and I said, "Here's my feeling. If the president did something wrong, I want him to be liable for what he did wrong and to pay the price. And I feel the exact same way about anybody in government, anybody else. If they do something wrong, they need to pay the price. They're no different from you or me." And it's sad that many of those in Congress, and pretty much all of those on the left side of media, don't agree with that perspective. They want their wrongdoing and all of the wrongdoing from people they support to be hidden from the American people. Hey, thanks for joining us here today. This is a big story. It's not going to die, and it's not going away anytime soon. But don't listen to the talking heads and just stop right there. Listen to them. But you come here to Truth News Network. We've got the truth for you. And as we say, we'll give you opinion too, but we'll tell you when we give you facts. There are facts. And we'll tell you when we give you opinion. That's opinion. Till we get together again, that's it here. So long, everybody. Have a great day.
Not just political, not just lifestyle, but always relevant.
Real Truth, Real News, TNN, the Truth News Network.